Last time we spoke about the Halacha, we were talking about the topic of Levin Tzohar Aron and how it separated the initial calamity of leaving Har Sinai like a child leaves school from the subsequent calamities of complaining about the pace of their travel to Eretz Yisrael, and the complaint about needing to have a connection between the world of their Olmazeh with the world of Mitzos, and how they objected to that. And you can listen to the shiur there. I'm not going to go over all that information again. What I want to deal with today are the backwards nunim, the reverse nunim that bracket, as it were, the two psukim of Ahi ben Tzohron and of Nucho Yomar. Right, so they bracket them. Let's take a look here at the bottom of page 2. The secret of the reverse nunim. The Gemara in Shabbos is as follows: Son Rabbanim, Ahi ben Tzohron, by Yom Moshe, Parshazu, Asla Kodesh Baruch Hu Simanios. The Mala Lamata, right? There are signposts at the beginning and the end of these two psukim. She'ein Zemekoma. That's the first opinion that's brought, that this is not its place. It's not its place. In other words, we discussed last year that really these two psukim should appear in Parshas Bamidbar when we're talking about the setting up and the traveling of the Degolim. They don't belong over here. And as we discussed the last time, they were put over here in order to block the grouping of the three calamities of leaving Har Sinai as a child to leave school from the calamity of their complaining about the pace of their travel to Israel, and finally the fact that they were not interested in having the world of Ruchnius intrude upon their world of Gashmius. They were willing to have the world of Ruchnius, they didn't want to intrude on the world of Gashmius. Okay, we discussed that the last time. So this is the first opinion, that these two psukim transpose from Parshas Bamidbar, put over here, to remind us who we are, what we can do, how we can correct any failings that we might have through Torah, even so Aron, etc. And Lassi Lava, when things are indeed rectified, then they will return to their proper place in Parshas Bamidbar, and the vanquishing of the enemies being referred to in Vayibin Tzohar'on will be our external enemies, because our internal system will have been rectified. And right now, in our world the way it is, we need to vanquish our internal enemies first, the Yitzhara, etc., as we saw from the Imri Emes the last time. Fine. So his opinion is the opinion of Shem Gamaliel. And that's the Gemara we'll cite afterwards. So this is the opinion of Shem Gamaliel. Rebbe Omer, right? Two Tabayim arguing about this. Rebbe Omer, Lo Min Hashem, Rav Yehuda Anasi says, Lo Min Hashem, this is not the reason why these Nunim Afuchim break, bracket, I should say, or brace, the two Psukim, the Vahibit Soharon, and Vidokh Omar. Rather, the reason is because it is a sefer b'fnei atzmo. Elbet reisha sefer choshev hu b'fnei atzmo. And according to that, as the Gemara continues, that's why the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says in the name of Rav Yonasan that the pasuk chatz v'amudei shiva, that the pillars kilo of the Torah are seven in number. Chatz v'amudei shiva, they've been established, they've been set up seven pillars. That's referring to the seven Sifrei Torah, i.e., Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra. You thought there were five. Now the pasuk tells you that there are seven. What does that? Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra is three. But Midbar up until Vayhi Bin Tzohar'on is four. Vayhi Bin Tzohar'on Uruch Yomar is five. But Midbar post those two psukim till the end is six, and Sifrei Torah is seven. Chatz V'Amudei Shiva. Fine. Fine. That's opinion. Two opinions from Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel says that it's placed over here with the bracketed nudim to block the list of three calamities. And Rebbe Yudavasi says that the bracketed nudim are there to tell us that this is a sefer to itself. Says the Marsha, that Gemara. Says the Marsha. He says, Simarios Velohal, Simarios Elu, Hein, Kimin Nurin Hafuchim. Lamanda Omar, She'ein Zemekova, El Kadei Lahafsik, Bein Puranus, etc. As we said, that's Shiva Gamaliel's opinion. Kiramasik, Yishal Chave, Shal Korach Bo Elu Simarim, Benunim Hafuchim. Ki Hanun Mora Al Puranus, Moshakosim Perkamina Brochos. Why are they Nudim Hafuchim? Because the Nud is representative, excuse me, of calamity, Puranus. Shalkei lo nichav Nud be'ashrei. That's why there's no Nud in Ashrei. Lefisha, he mora al hanefila. Because the Nud in Ashrei, or the Nud, I should say, hints to falling. We'll discuss this in just a scooch to understand. So, okay, hey, afuchim, and that's why they're put reverse. She's habech had a fila latova, because the falling will be turned around, and we will be set up straight again. Hashem, akin to that which we say in the Gemara in Brachos, Sameh Hashem lechol naflim, etc. Okay. Let's understand this. Let's understand this. This is referring to a Gemara about the Alvar Bays in Brachos. The Gemara there talks about the idea that a person who says what we call Ashrei, or what the Gemara first was Tehillah, Dada, Ben to Ben Olam Abba. Fine. The Gemara continues and says Ashrei is the order of the Aleph Bays, and the fact that it also has the Pasuk in the Pasuk, Sedecha must be the whole Chai Ratzon. Pasuk that talks about Hashem sustaining the entire universe. That in conjunction with the order of the Aleph Beis, which is the order of the Torah, to remind us that that the order of the world is built upon the order of the Torah. So those two components make Tehillah David such an important parakeet Tehillah. Okay. More than discussing the idea, why is there no Nun in Ashrei? Right. For those of you that have said Ashrei for your entire life, I hope you've noticed that it's known as an Ashrei. Right? We go from Mem to Samach. So the Gemara says the reason there's no known as Ashrei is because, well, there's a pasuk in Amos that says, Nafla lo tosif kum besulas Yisrael. In other words, the Oth Yud starts, right? The Oth Yud is the word that's found. A starting pasuk, which starts with calamity, a terrible calamity, which literally means Nafla lo tosif kum, you have fallen, you will not rise again, right? Besulas Yisrael, O Jewish people, Nafla lo tosif kum, you have fallen, you will not rise again, Besulas Yisrael, and because of that, we don't see the Nun and Ashrei. That's what the Gemara says. So this is you think at first glance, this is a very sort of bizarre statement. I mean, we could probably find a pasuk for every letter in the Aleph Beis that has some sort of calamity associated with it. And if we couldn't find all of them, we certainly could find more than just the Nun of this pasuk in Amos. So why would we leave out the pasuk in Amos? But to make things even more complex, the Gemara is obviously bothered by this pasuk. It's pretty disturbing. You have fallen, you will not rise again, Besulas Yisrael. So the Gemara says, but in Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they dealt with the pasuk. How? They said, no, don't read the pasuk that way. Read the pasuk this way. If you have fallen, you will not fall again. Kum Besulas Yisrael, rise up, oh Jewish people. So that's an excellent parish. And we read it wrong. This is the way we read it. Nafla lo tosif. You have fallen, you will not fall again. Kum Besulas Yisrael. Well, that being the case, now we know that the real pshat is the way they taught us in Eretz Yisrael. So why do we have it in Ashrei? The Gemara doesn't suggest that. So, I think the understanding is as follows. And I think Rav Kook over there, the Hinayah, maybe not totally explains it this way, but I think along these lines. The unique nature of this pasuk is that the first glance reading is that it's a calamity. Just the way you see it superficially, not lo tosif kum, you're falling, you will not rise again, besulas Yisrael, it's a catastrophic pasuk. In Eretz Yisrael, they said, look at it ba'omek, look at it in depth. Read the pasuk as follows. Nafla lo tosif, you have fallen, you will not fall again. Kum besulas Yisrael. It's precisely for that reason that it's not an ashrei. Like we said, you can find psukim with every pasuk, with every letter of the alabes that probably have got some sort of calamity associated with it. Here the issue is that the straightforward reading is catastrophic. Nafla lo tosif, kum, you have fallen, you will not arise again. Kum besulas Yisrael. And since Ashrei is dedicated to showing that the Hanhoga, the daily Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mashiach upon us, so therefore we don't want to take a pasuk. Right? We don't want to take a pasuk that at first glance its reading tells us something which is catastrophic. It could be the truth is it's actually more than that. We want to leave it out to point to the fact, and I dare say this is probably more true. We want to leave it out because we want to point to the fact that on the surface it looks catastrophic, but in depth it's a bracha, not a catastrophe. As they learned in their tale, nafla lo tosif, you have fallen, but you will not fall again. Kum v'sulas Yisrael, rise up, O Jewish people. In other words, there are sometimes things in the Seder Ha'olam which look like there's no hope. There's no hope. But Ba'omek, not only is there not a situation of hopelessness, au contraire, it's a situation of beckoning to bracha. Nafla tosif, you fall, you will not fall again. Kum besulas Yisrael, rise up, O Jewish people. And in order, as Rav Kook says, in order that even under what appears to be the surface of the Hashgacha, things are catastrophic, even though underneath the wraps, really, bracha is just waiting around the corner, but the way it immediately is perceived is catastrophic, and people feel the pain. So, Mech Hashem l'chol naflim is okay for chol kufim. The pasuk supports us as we try to navigate our way through what on the surface appears to be hopelessness. So now, that's precisely right. That's what the purpose of the Nunim here around Vahibin Sa'aron and Menuchah Umar are doing. Again, we're going here according to the opinion that this plus these two psukim do not belong here. They are here, as it were, to block the calamity, right? Or block the order of calamity from leaving Har Sinai like a child running away from school to the next calamity of complaining about the pace, the blistering pace of traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and finally the complaint about, I don't want to have my Olamagashmi, my physical world, linked to my mitzvah world. We remember in Mitzrayim, as we discussed the last time, Mitzrayim, we have received our fish, right, without chinam. And Rashi tells us, chinam, without mitzvahs. Again, it didn't mean they didn't want to abandon mitzvahs. They just didn't want the world of mitzvahs to encroach upon their physical world. Remember, we discussed that. So now, what blocks it? What blocks the order over here? We said the chronology can't be changed by 32 psukim that don't belong over here. What it does is it changes our attitude. It changes our attitude. In other words, it looks as though we have messed ourselves over. It looks as though we are no longer worthy to be the people that receives this charge at Sinai. The two psukim, Vahimetzor Aaron and Vunuchi Omar, come to remind us that in spite of the fact that we did Avera, 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 we left our Sinai like a child leaving school, we complained about the blistering pace, even though it was really meant to benefit us to bring us there to show sooner, and that finally we don't want the world of Ruchnias to encroach upon our Gashmi world. We want to keep them separate. We want to keep them separate. The Vahimetzor Aaron and Vunuchi Omar remind us of who we are. We have the capacity to vanquish our enemies. In this case, once we've made the mistake to vanquish our internal enemies, our internal, we brought them inside of us, but we have the capacity to Torah. The Aron of Torah has the capacity, if we hold on to it, to, as it were, dispel the hold of the Yitzhar upon us. And of Nuchi Omar, to remind us of our greatness. Rise of our potential. We shouldn't lose sight of who we really are. We are the emissaries of Hashem in this world of darkness, just as the angels are the emissaries of Hashem from the world of light down to this world of darkness. We are the emissaries of Hashem within the world of darkness to reveal the light of Hashem that's embedded in everything in this world. So we've specifically bracketed these two psukim with the Nunim Afuchim to remind us of that concept of Nafalo Tosif Kum Besulas Yisrael, where at the first glance it looks like it's hopeless, but if you think about it more deeply, you realize, God forbid, it's not hopeless. Behefach, on the contrary, we have a great future. We have a great future. I dare say, think about it, I dare say that that's the way to understand this Maharsha, in understanding the opinion of Shem Gamliel, that these two psukim were put here to remind us that who we really are, and that way that blocks the descent of the rapid succession of those three calamities. Is safe like a child fleeing school. This only of those who complain and hero satav. Okay, that's the first step. The second step, the Marshal continues. Ulamanda Amar, the third line here, in the Baran Shabbos and Kuftes and Vav on the base. Ulamanda Amar, safe a choshu bifne atzma, safe unto itself. Hashem chotzva mode ashiva, as we said before, that according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Torah is comprised of seven books. Reish Shmos VaYikra, Bamidbar, up until these two psukim, Bamidbar, post these two psukim, and Sefer Dvarim, seven books. Chatzva Madev Shiva. Bo Anunim B'Sefer Zeshu Katan Shibesvarim She'ein Bo Rak Shnei Psukim. The Nunim Afuchim come bracketing these two psukim, which are the smallest sefer. The Rameis Shagam Sefer Azeh Kol El Nun Sharibina. This Sefer also includes Nun Sharibina Behem Hafuchim, and they are reversed. Shem Hapchim Midas Bnei Adam Shol Yuchol Lamor Oleim. They're reversed because you can't always understand them. As remember, the reversal of the Nunim, according to the first parish, according to Shem Gabaliel's parish, was to tell you that Hashem is going to reverse the simple reading of that pasuk Naflalo Tosikum, that the Nun is represents that you will fall and you will not rise again. He's going to reverse it and say, reveal to us that the letter Nun is associated with a pasuk that's a bracha Naflalo Tosikum, if you will fall and you will not fall again. That's in Hashem Gabriel's opinion. In Rebbe's opinion, this is a pasuk, this is a sefer to itself. The Chag of the Chidah says that this pasuk is actually the biggest pasuk. It's actually the biggest sefer. It's a sefer into itself. It's the biggest sefer of the Chumash. How so? So it comes out, according to the Chidah, it's like a zip file. The zip file appears to be not innocuous. Right? Don't think about it. So you unzip it, all of a sudden, your hard drive is completely used up. That's a zip file.
That's what these two psukim are. The Chiddush says these two psukim encapsulate, they include all of the travels of the Jewish people through the desert, through our time, to the end of days. It is indeed the biggest sefer. But, says the Marshal, the Nun Shari Bina, there are 50 gateways to understanding. But in our travels, in the Jewish people's travels, in every individual and his life's travels, and the community's travels, the Jewish people's travels, throughout the millennia, we will come to things that we don't understand. We know Hashem's wisdom is here, but it's hafuch. We don't seem to have the capacity to understand it. It says here, "Kol nun sharibina behem hafuchim sheim mishapchim midas ben adam shol yuchol lamor aleihem." We don't have the capacity to understand it. That's the second way of understanding the nunim, hafuchim. And really, if you think about it conceptually, we need both of these. Both of these opinions are absolutely necessary. One is to remind us when all appears to be lost that we have to know when we appear to have destroyed things, when we're on the verge of losing hope and belief in ourselves, the Supsukim remind us of who we are. We are the chassis that carries Hashem's presence in the world. And even though on the surface, when we hear that we are the chassis that carries Hashem's presence in the world, we laugh that bittersweet humor, right? Tell me about it. But the Nurim Hafuchim are telling us, if you look more deeply, you'll see indeed that's what we are. So it's to restore our confidence in ourselves, despite our failures, to restore our confidence in ourselves. The second set of Nurim, it's not the second set, the way that Rebbe understands it through Nunim, because it's a sefer to itself, and we said that sefer encapsulates the story of the Jewish people to the end of days, is to remind us to hold on tight, even when we can't understand what Hashem is doing. There are Nun Shari Bina, there are 50 gateways to understanding, but sometimes, to be honest, we can't wrap our head around it. Is to restore our faith in the Borei Olam. The Nun Sharibina, but they're hafuch, because you can't understand them. So it comes out both are true. We need the Nunim Afuchi, we need the Rus Nunim of Rav Shimon Gamliel to restore our faith in ourselves. And even on the surface, it looks as though that which we've done is undoable. The mistakes we've made, the evil we've done is undoable, we can't fix it. Comes the Nun Afuch, it says, no, that's only the surface, it appears that way. But Omek, the Pasuk is saying, al contraire, Nafla lo tosif, you have fallen, but you will not fall again, Kubis Lus Israel, is to restore our faith in ourselves. And according to Rebbe, that it's a sefer to itself, the Nun Afuchim there tell us, the Nun Sharibina, as the Moshah teaches us, but sometimes they are a fuch, we don't understand them, is to remind us to have faith in the Borei Olam.